From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the investments that COBS considered for their local experimenter community was one or more repeaters. From the FM repeaters of the 60s, we now have networked systems utilising internet linking and employing various combinations of analogue and digital modes. If real estate is available, working HF stations are a real asset for nets, contests and assessments. Now, when it comes to chasing the elusive distance contacts, there have been various methods of assisting contacts. OTs, that is, radio old-timers, not occupational therapists, will remember when monthly graphs of expected usable frequencies were published and pored over. The ingress of the personal computer brought many changes in forecasting technology, and many a DXer has joined up a reporting site to see who is reported as operating and from where the reports have come. Cluster, reporters and similar apps are great, and even the skimmers which automate the collection and reporting are of benefit. There once was a time the amateur powered up the station, allowed the rig to stabilise and then tuned up, listened around the band and maybe even put out a CQ call. If we pay attention to the internet amateur radio pages, you could think that making a call without referencing a reporting system was not permitted, and then people jump online to tell their little world that the bands are dead. Most of us take in information when it is presented in visual form, and it certainly helps to have things like waterfall displays to show where stations are operating. How about displaying where the bands are opening to? This is where K1JT, Professor Joe Taylor's suite of programs, come into their own. Amongst Joe's QRP programs is the one we know as Whisper, Weak Signal Propagation Reporter. There are a number of stations using Whisper permanently and many, many others playing to see how far milliwatts of signal can travel and be received. Like the SDI receivers, there is gear you can make and gear you can buy, and one of the suppliers with a firm reputation is QRP Labs. This supplier lets you ease into kit building and end up with a diverse or simple installation. With the software and an internet connection, here is the opportunity to check how the bands are working using less power than an LED torch. Once again, this is a great instructional process for club members in building and testing, installing and analysing the results of a cheap system that can run all day, every day, at minimal cost. Check the links in the text edition and have a look at what Whisper can do for you. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.